This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you about Lincoln. He wore an overcoat thrown loosely over his shoulders and a black Kossuth hat, which he had told me somebody had presented to him. That is from Alan Pinkerton, the detective who got Lincoln safely past the nighttime assassins in Baltimore who wanted to kill the newly elected president as he tried to first enter Washington City. There were many stories about what Lincoln wore to disguise himself entering the city, and lots of political ridicule. The night before, the new vice president from Maine, Hannibal Hamlin, and his wife Ellen had miraculously passed undiscovered, bundled in blankets, on their night train. Some of these assassins were inspired by European revolutionaries from Italy who had tried to overthrow kings and tyrants in the revolutions of 1848. And lots of attention was focused on the hat that Lincoln wore in that now-remembered escapade. Some wrote in the paper that it was a Scotch plaid hat and that he also wore a shawl. The press soon converted that into full Scottish regalia with kilts. But the Kossuth hat is most likely the truth. And what is a Kossuth hat? But something also from another global point of view. Not only were Southern assassins inspired by Italian revolutionaries, Lincoln himself was inspired by Hungarian revolutionaries, the most famous of which was Lajos Kossuth. Now, we most often, when it comes to hats on Lincoln, think of his tall black stovepipe hat, in which he truly did keep papers as a kind of a traveling office upon his head. But a Kossuth hat, a soft, low-crowned fabric hat, would not only have disguised Lincoln, but also would have meant something to Lincoln. Presumably, that was why someone gave it to him on his journey from Springfield to Washington to be sworn in as president. In 1848, Lajos Kossuth was recognized by a congressional resolution praising his freedom-fighting Hungarians. There were popular uprisings all throughout Europe in that year trying to overthrow the rich, noble aristocrats and crowns, the empires that also oppressed their own people. Lincoln voted for that resolution and spoke in Congress in favor and praise of Lajos Kossuth. A hat in this style would have been a revolutionary symbol to him. When Lincoln's political opponents took the United States into war against Mexico to annex the Mexican territories and the extension of slavery in mind, he himself had in mind the revolutions of Europe and how people all around the world could be and would be inspired by the American idea of freedom and equality. Lincoln made a speech in Illinois during the visit of the Hungarian freedom fighter in 1848. He said to applause, "It is the right of any people sufficiently numerous for national independence to throw off, to revolutionize, their existing form of government," unquote. It was the idea of perpetual revolution that he got from Jefferson. And Lincoln added, quote, "The sympathies of this country should be exerted in favor of the people of every nation struggling to be free." Lincoln did not want to export the idea of America because we were exceptional. Lincoln wanted the exceptional idea of democracy to succeed in America so it could succeed around the world. And it is in the worldwide light of this that we can find honor down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.